The Future and Back, written by Amy Venn, read by Raven. Summary: a wormhole mishap gives Sam and Jack a peek at their future. As Daniel and Teal'c disappeared through the Stargate, the crate of artifacts carried between them, Sam glanced at the rapidly darkening sky. "Sir," she said, "we should really get going before the storm hits." Jack didn't move from his spot beside the DHD. "Yeah, but look, Carter, no trees." He could hear the smile in her reply. "Yes, sir." Reluctantly, Jack turned and started up the stone steps. Just as fat raindrops began to fall and thunder rumbled overhead, lightning flashed 100 yards off, and the following thunder was nearly deafening.
"It's more powerful than Earth lightning, sir," yelled Sam.
"I can see that,"
Jack replied. Another bolt struck, much closer, and their ears popped with the thunder. Jack grabbed Sam's elbow just as a third lightning bolt struck. They stepped through the wormhole and stopped short. The gate room was deserted.
"Carter?"
"I've got nothing, sir."
The door opened, and Jack put a hand to his P90, only to find himself face to face with himself. The man certainly looked like Jack, except for the blue eyes that widened in surprise when he saw them. He started, yelping loudly and dropping the book he'd been reading.
"Holy Hannah!"
"Jake? What's wrong?" A woman raced in after him. Except for her long braid and the brown eyes, she could have been Sam's double.
"Oh, for crying out loud."
"Okay," said Jack. "Somebody start explaining. Alternate reality, mind control, what?"
"Time travel," the woman said. "Welcome to the future."
"AJ," said the man, Jake.
"The timeline."
She snorted. "Please, she's already figured it out."
Confused, Jack looked at his second-in-command, who swallowed hard.
"Sir, I think they're ours."
"Ours as in..."
"Yes, sir."
Jake held out his hand. "Dr. Jacob Daniel O'Neill, at your service." His companion saluted. "Colonel Amanda Janet O'Neill." She paused. "Great to see you. Now we send you back."
"Can you do that?" asked Sam.
"Well, yes," said Jake, "but we'll need to..."
"Yeah, whatever."
AJ shoved the book back into his hands.
"Take Mom and go."
Sam looked startled at the word Mom, but followed Jake. After a long silence, AJ stuck her hands into the pockets of her BDUs.
"So, Dad, weird enough for you?"
"What? The kid who looks like Carter but talks like me, or the kid who looks like me but talks like Carter?"
She grinned.
"Yeah."
"We're all set, sir."
Sam and Jake reappeared along with a young woman wearing round glasses and black pigtails.
"Uncle Jack," she cried, bouncing. "Aunt Sam said I should introduce myself. I'm Vivian Samantha Jackson."
"Youngest of 5, added Sam, grinning.
5? Jack repeated as the gate whooshed into life. Vivian and Jack hugged them both. AJ saluted again.
"See you in 30 years, she called as her parents stepped through the wormhole.
Daniel and Teal'c were waiting on the ramp.
"What happened?"
Jack slung an arm over the archaeologist's shoulders.
"Daniel, meet any hot brunettes lately?"
Over Daniel's splutter, he heard Sam giggle and grinned. The end. Thank you for listening.